Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Now, that was the blowing of the shofar that declares that the Lord God is the King of the universe, as it says in Psalm 98 and verse 6, with trumpets and the sound of the shofar, shout for joy before the King Adonai. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, welcome to the grand finale of the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio's 11th anniversary, a celebration of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for these 11 years and what everything that you've done before, during, and after. Hallelujah. You are good. You Heather Lovely, and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness, Lord God. We thank you that you are good. Hallelujah. And your mercy endures forever. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our heart is filled with gratitude for all that you've done, that you're doing, and that you will do. We thank you, Lord God, on this day, on this grand finale, that you would just move by your Spirit. Touch each and every one of us in ways that that will be Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And we give you praise and glory even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, our main scripture for today, and as I get ready to read this, you all, we've been doing this month. We're doing scripture showers. So begin to press your number one key. You have a scripture shower of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving God some glory. So press your number one key. We're going to open up the line for scripture showers after this script, after I read these scriptures. Our main scripture is Psalm 27 and verse 13. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 145 and verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And so we will start with the scripture shower with Pastor Price, and then we'll go to Minister Rachel and family, scripture shower. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. And again, congratulations on this 11th anniversary of Get 'Em Radio broadcast and Get 'Em Radio broadcast and family. Glory to God. The scripture that I have right now is Psalm 69 and verse 16. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. That's mine for tonight. God bless you. Going back on.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's we'll go on to Pastor Catherine, and then we're going to be opening the line, Minister Rachel and family. Amen. Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise the Lord. Psalms 135:3, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. Psalm 136:1, to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is good. Minister Rachel and family, you all ready?
Mark is going to do Psalms 91.
Okay, Mark.
The first five verses here. Psalms 91, okay. First five verses. And me and Gabrielle will do Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8. Okay, please go. Psalms 91.
Okay.
The first five verses. Here you go.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
Hey, Gabrielle, we're going to do Proverbs 3.
Thank you, Marcus.
We love you.
Okay, go ahead.
Gabrielle.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
It shall be health to thy navel
and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with
all thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Hallelujah. God forgive us, you supposed to did only. We went on to verse 9.
That's
Hallelujah.
Fun. Amen. Woo. That's always good. Great job. Thank you all. You all can go ahead and sing your songs now, okay?
Okay, we got the song. Me and Jim are going to start off with a Christmas song to the beginning of this season, celebrating Jesus Christ every day.
Amen.
His name is Jesus,
Every knee shall bow, it shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Every knee shall bow, it shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I hear you, Gabriel.
We love you all. God bless Pastor Mom and everyone on the line. We love y'all. Hallelujah. Happy anniversary. To God be the glory for the things he has done and still doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much, choir, for singing tonight and kicking off this Christmas season with Silent Night and just really celebrating the goodness of God. Thank you all so much. Scriptures, shower, excellent, wonderful. Hallelujah. Always good to hear Marcus's deep voice as well. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Love y'all. So now we want to hear, we have Minister Amber Price, who is going to share the Get 'Em Radio history with us. Amen.
Before there was a Get 'Em Radio, there was God in the Mist Christian Fellowship Ministry. On January 1st, 2011, the Lord birthed the ministry in Apostle Kizzy's heart. The Lord brought to her remembrance how she had been blessed and supported home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, as well as encouraged their leaders. Because she is a woman of order and authority, she presented God's idea to her chief apostle, Apostle Joel D. Rudolph Sr. God in the Mist Christian Fellowship Ministries became a part of the Unity of the Spirit Interdenominational Fellowship, which is an apostolic ministry headed by Apostle Joel D. Rudolph Sr. The Lord gave her a charge to edify, equip, and encourage home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. One of the vehicles the Lord led her to use was internet radio via the Blog Talk Radio platform. The first Get 'Em Radio broadcast was Thursday, November 1st, 2012. They received their 501c3 tax-exempt status approval on May 15, 2014. Over the past 9 years, Get 'Em Radio has grown into what is called the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. In February 2015, they added Prophetic Healing with co-host Elder Philip Hawkey, and now his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, has become a Prophetic Healing co-host as well. In addition to interviewing leaders of home, small, and parachurch ministries, special theme months have been added, such as Prophetic Month, Christian Black History Month, Wise Fathers and Wise Mothers Month, Five Love Languages, Authors Month, Cryptocurrency from a Christian Perspective, and recently added Boot Camp Season with Evangelism Boot Camp, Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp, Healing Boot Camp, and next month's Prophetic Boot Camp are also added, just to name a few. This has opened the door for more ministers to be on the broadcast. Over 90 ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers have been on Get 'Em Radio. In December 2016, the teaching ministry of Pastor Lorraine Nabarro entitled Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures were added. Over the years, she has taught us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Friday Night Lights, a Friday night gathering with good preaching hosted by Pastor Mark McCoy, Pastor Herbert McCoy, and Pastor Paul McCoy, along with the Sunday School lesson series called Morning on Coffee with Pastor Paul, was with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts for a short time. The Lord continues to use them in another part of his vineyard. We are highly proud of the Point Christian Fellowship in Dallas, who have continued the Friday Night Lights, hosted by Pastor Herbert McCoy and Pastor Mark McCoy on Google Meet. They have taken the broadcast to another level, using audio and video. Hallelujah, we continue to fellowship with them. In March of 2020, during the pandemic, the Get 'Em Radio family broadcast added the East St. Louis Christian Center Church with Senior Pastor Mama Willie B. McCoy and Apostolic Pastor Apostle Kizzy, as well as Praying in the Tuesday. The newest addition in 2023 is Anointed Pandemic Babies, hosted by Apostle Kizzy and co-host Pastor Catherine Coleman. Get 'Em Radio has over 1,500 podcasts and has listeners in the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, Brazil, and South Korea. Get 'Em Radio has been very blessed with such an anointed team. Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy, Senior Pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Lorraine Nabarro, Bible teacher, prophetic healing co-host, Elder Philip and Minister Linda Hawkins, Anointed Pandemic Babies co-host, Pastor Catherine Coleman, Get 'Em Radio, Parent Ministry, God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Board Members, Minister Kiva Antonuya, and Evangelist Sylvia Samba. Pastor Helen Price and Minister Elaine are the Get 'Em Radio Reserve hosts. Minister Joy Price, our engineer, and Minister Amber Price, our music director. Pastor Mark McCoy, our announcer, and praise and worship leaders, Sister Charlene McDowell and Minister Joy Bryant, as well as our Get 'Em Radio Choir, Minister Rachel, Marcus, Malachi, Gabrielle, Amber, and two-year-old Gabriel. Apostle Kizzy and all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, thank you for helping us celebrate our 11th anniversary. Your support, prayers, and financial partnership as we continue to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. And now we want to hear our anniversary in review, this 11th anniversary. Pastor Price has such an anointing to be able to go back and to give a review. During this month, this is really our fifth broadcast. We started November the 2nd with Apostle Patrice De Laurentiis Lewis, and then on the 9th we had Minister Elaine. On the 16th of this is all this month, November, we had Evangelist Sylvia Samba, and on last week on Thanksgiving, on November the 23rd, we had Elder Robin Porter. So we're going to have Pastor Price come and give us a review of the word, of the words that were spoken through these ladies. And then after that, she's going to go right in to give us an opportunity to give and exhort us to give. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. Of course, we always give a special shout-out to Pastor Mom and to everyone in their respective places tonight. Glory to God. As you said, Apostle Kizzy, I've been asked to do a brief summation of what has taken place during this wonderful month of celebration for Get 'Em Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this month, we join with you, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and the Get 'Em Radio family for their 11th anniversary. We've been looking at what the Lord has done and celebrating the goodness of God in this ministry. Get 'Em Radio has over 1,500 anointed blessed podcasts that are archived and available to all. We've celebrated with this ministry every Thursday night this entire month of November. The speakers this month, as Apostle already said, were first Apostle Patrice De Laurentiis Lewis on November the 2nd. Apostle Patrice greatly commended Apostle Kizzy for being so faithful, steadfast, and God's representative, and a loving forerunner in this type of radio ministry. Elaine came next on November the 9th. She was so honored to be a part of this great celebration. She said that there's something special about this 11th anniversary in the 11th month of November, and that it would be revealed. It would be revealed what this 11th anniversary and this 11th at this time really meant. Minister Elaine ministered on the wonderful, consistent faithfulness of God, and also the faithfulness that she had seen flow in and through Apostle Kizzy's ministry here on God in the Mist Radio. That was really a blessing. Evangelist Sylvia Samba came next on November the 16th. She asked that God would continue to bless Apostle Kizzy and the Get 'Em Radio ministry. Now, Evangelist Samba ministered a tremendous word of encouragement to our hearts through her testimony of being a survivor of divorce settlement, sale of home, and other things that occurred in her life. She had been in a situation where she wanted to faint, but God would give her visuals and his word that she would not faint. Such a wonderful, awesome word. And remember, everything is archived. We can go back and listen to it, each and every one of those messages. Then Elder Robin Porter came, and she's Apostle Kizzy's sister friend, 20 years. Elder Robin ministered a very inspirational message on November the 23rd, on that Thanksgiving. She told us of how this radio ministry is so powerful because it has a great and far-reaching effect. Elder Robin commended Apostle Kizzy on her faithfulness to God, along with her fortitude to be obedient to all that God has called her to do. Elder Robin also was very thankful to God for how Apostle Kizzy affected her own life and exemplified being a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Elder Robin told about how she observed how truly Apostle Kizzy walked in the practical side of evangelism, being prepared at all times, giving out tracts wherever they would go, always spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, tonight, November the 30th, the guest minister will be Minister Kiva Otanoya. Again, God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. You would have put it on mute. I coughed. That's our professionalism that Apostle is. Again, God bless you, Apostle Kizzy, on this year 11th anniversary of Get 'Em Blog Talk Radio. We salute you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's our summation.
Thank you.
And now we have, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Glory to God. We now have the blessed opportunity. We now have the blessed opportunity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to worship the Lord with our giving, in our giving. When we give unto the Lord, it's not only that it's one of the things, and the blessing is that God said as long as the earth remains, there would always be seed time and harvest. He also lets us know that giving is one of the weapons of our warfare, but it is also a time of worship and praise. It is when we give thanks to God for the ones he's placed in our lives that we can be, and for his word, for his goodness to us, that we can be able to sow into those ministries. The word of God says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Then in Acts 10 and verse 4 we read where Cornelius had prayed and gave alms or gave money. And as a result of that, that praying and his giving as a memorial to God. And as a result of it, not only did Cornelius get saved, but his whole household got saved. When we begin to worship God with our tithes and with our free will offerings and ministries like this, God will bless us in a special and mighty way. Glory to God, because this is a white harvest field, and I thank God for it. So tonight, if this ministry of Get'em Radio, this Get'em Radio ministry has been a blessing to your heart, would you please, by the Spirit of God, sow a special seed tonight as unto the Lord, a special seed. I heard somebody said that something that has and involves some walls in it, because this is the 11th year. But let the Lord lead you, and I pray that he would touch your heart greatly, because they're not just a blessing where the word is concerned. This Get'em Radio ministry, Apostle Kizzy and the Get'em Radio ministry, support so many other ministries, including the ministry where I pastor at, and we have a date night on Wednesday night. But that date night, they also support our ministry there. So as you begin to ask the Lord, ask him to give you seed, and a special seed to sow into the ministry of Get'em Radio. Glory to God. Now, the Cash App for Get'em Radio is $GITMRADIO, Get'em Radio, $GET'EM Radio. That GITM is $GITMRADIO. And then the PayPal is Get'em Radio, GITMRADIO. And if you're one that still likes to write a check or get a money order, you can make the money order out to Get'em Radio, GITM Radio, RADIO, and send it to 2800 Olive Street, St. Louis, Missouri, number 2E63103. Hallelujah. That's 2800 Olive Street, St. Louis, Missouri, number 2E63103. May God bless. May God touch. May God give you that special seed that you could sow for this Get'em Radio 11th anniversary. And God bless each and every one of you. Apostle Kizzy, I turn it back over to you. God bless you, precious woman of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Just love that review. That was very good, very concise, and also the encouragement to give. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go into a worship, worshiping the Lord for his goodness, and then we're going to have us to come after that. Hallelujah. This is C.C. Winans, and we don't own the rights to this music, but C.C. Winans, Goodness of God. Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For those
people to invite to speak. And this year, he said, and I really didn't realize it until later, but these are all my friends, really all my sister friends from the past 20 years, where we have, known each other in the Lord. We've prayed for one another. Many times we have ministered together. And every one of these ladies have been very important in my life. And as I sat down, I don't have a formal bio for our speaker tonight. But as I sat down and began to write, I was like, oh, my goodness, I got a lot of stuff I can say about her. I met Minister Kiva, I want to say, it had to be in the 90s, maybe the early 90s, and the Lord sent me to a church, and Minister Elaine was there already, and, when I went there, that was my first recollection of Minister Kiva, and then I can recall that she was the first person that I knew who ministered over the internet. Now we're well into 2023, but back in the 90s, in the early 90s, and I can recall back in 1992, we didn't really know what a cell phone was back then, or I didn't. I can remember in 1992 saying, "What? Why are they carrying around phones like that?" Yeah, it was a weird thing. And so Minister Kiva, back in those days, was ministering over the internet. And for us who didn't know anything back then, that was a weird thing, but it was a shade of things to come. And then Minister Kiva was the first person that I knew who had a blog talk radio, you know, internet ministry. And, you know, I heard her do that. And then shortly after that, Minister Elaine started a ministry on blog talk radio and asked me to be a part of it. And so I was a part of it for a season. And then the Lord told me about, you know, Get 'Em Radio. And, you know, the rest is 11 years of history. Hallelujah. So she was really, you know, someone that I looked to, a mentor that God used for me to see her and to see the direction that he was taking me in. So she has been such a blessing to me over these years. And when the ministry came together, as you heard earlier with our history, she is a part of our board, Minister Kiva and Evangelist Sylvia Samba are our board members. And then there's so much I could say about her. She's a singer and a dancer. And when I met her back in the 90s, she was mostly singing and singing, you know, in the church with a group of ladies in the church. And then years later, she began dancing for the Lord. And once again, back in those days, in around mid-90s, that was still like a weird thing. And I'm saying it's a weird thing, but God has used her as a trailblazer in so many ways. So she was blazing this trail, and I can even recall it when she asked her pastor, she was at a Baptist church, about dancing, and he opened the door and allowed her to dance in the church. That was a huge deal, you know, back in those days. And while I'm talking about dancing, just recently, I'm talking within this year, she's the first person who has blessed me with a beautiful dance outfit. Hallelujah. Which caused me to dance again. Amen. So she has beautiful children and a grandchild at this point. Back in 1999, the Lord had me licensing and ordaining people. And her family came to my heart to license and ordain her whole family. Back then, you know, she was married and had two children. And the Lord was saying, license and ordain all of them. Well, the youngest one was, I'm trying to think of how old he was, but he was still like a lap child, and he slept through the whole ordination. But now he's a grown man, and he's an officer in the armed forces. Hallelujah. And then her daughter, who got licensed and ordained at a young age back in 1999, both of them got married on this summer, and I had the blessed opportunity to go to both of their weddings. Just awesome, just awesome. And then gotta say something about her daughter, her youngest daughter, who was born after 1999, and that was Maya. And I just, she is my God-ordained goddaughter. Hallelujah. And I always tell a story about Maya that when she was young, well, now she's in college, but when she was young, she was sitting in the playpen. She had a toy playing with her right foot, a toy. She was playing with the toy with her left foot, and she had a toy in her right hand and a toy in her left hand, and she was playing with all four of them at the same time. And I said, she's going to need a godmother, and I'd like to be a spiritual godmother. She's a wonderful, beautiful woman of God. And then there's Grace, hallelujah, who is her granddaughter. And Grace is just an exceptional child. Me and Grace had a good time at the wedding, at the last wedding. She taught me how to do technical things. So I'm learning from generation to generation with Minister Kiva. So I could go on. She's a dear, dear, wonderful friend of mine, as all these ladies are that you have met this month. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all another one of my sister friends, Minister Kiva Otunoya. Welcome, Minister Kiva.
Well, thank you, Apostle. All right. I'm just so honored to be here tonight. 11 years, that's amazing. You know, only God. And so I just thank
Amen.
God for being here. So he put this song on my heart for you.
Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fortress in the fire time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Now what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow. He has ordered my steps. So this is my story. This is my song, praising my risen Savior all the day long. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Yes, he will never fail. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. We sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. We sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. We sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why we trust him. That's why we trust him, oh God, my Savior, the one who never, he'll never fail. He'll never fail. Oh, my God. And Father, we just thank you because you will never fail us. We thank you, Lord, that you have always led. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We honor you, Lord God, tonight. And, Father, we just ask that, Jesus, you just say whatever we want to say. Do whatever you want to do on this broadcast tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
You amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, 11 years, Apostle, that's a long time. You, God said, well, we all know. We see it. You've been so faithful, and you've been soaring in your assignment to assist small churches, families, and individual ministries and businesses with God in the Midst broadcast, and it's been awesome, just soaring in the Lord and teaching us how to live extraordinary. Amen? That's what this whole thing is about. You've been teaching us how to live extraordinary. Soar means to rise or to fly high. Soar also means to rise above the ordinary level. So you have been teaching us to live way past ordinary level in excellence. Every broadcast, you've been teaching us in worship, prayer, business, how to run our families, how to love, that extraordinary love. You've been doing it for 11 years. And God is so pleased. He is so pleased. And we've just been so blessed to be able to be a part of it. And it hasn't been separate from your family. Your family, there hasn't been one broadcast, I don't think, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Price, Amber, Joy, Mark, I think every pastor, mom, I think all of them have been on all the broadcasts. They've had a hand in everything. And that's what the Lord was saying, that you guys are so united in moving forward in the call of God. Everybody preaching, co-hosting, teaching, encouraging, all working united in a united front with God in the Midst. And God has been in the middle, in the beginning, and the end of everything that you guys do. And it's been powerful. And it's been such a training ground for the children and for adults alike. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so we have had major training in every broadcast over these 11 years. God would like us to mirror what is being done and being displayed through God in the Midst by taking to heart how we see your family pull together in ministry in such excellence, And it's been awesome. He had me, like, compare God in the Midst to United Airlines. I don't know, it's strange. Like you were saying earlier, a little weird. But he had me look at the United Airlines and the name United, and how they were successful, and they take that name United. So number one, United, they shared their purpose. Their purpose was connecting people, uniting the world. And so God in the Midst is connecting people weekly all over the world in excellence. And then United wants to try to, I'm not sure if it's now, but when I looked up some things, they really wanted to put a showing that their employees were owners
part owners of United. You know, so they use slogans like the employees, owners of United invite you to come fly the friendly skies. We don't just work here. Own United. And so that's the kind of thought that they put out there for the United Airlines. Well, when we call in to all the calls for God in the Mist, we're invited to join in to be representatives for God, and you disciple us to share God to our friends and family. And so I just thought that was awesome. And United Airways, their logo is at the end of the plane is a globe representing a front of transporting people all over the world. And Gidim's logo is a circle of love, reaching the world, a group of people that just share the love of God to transcend us into the presence of God. And also when I was looking at United Airlines, they, you know, years ago they merged together with Continental because they understood the power of coming together. Well, Gidim Radio merges many leaders to have powerful meanings for God and to just bring God's presence to his people. It's powerful, so powerful. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. So we know that God is going to surpass even the things that you're thinking of now, to keep encouraging his people to have us go to the next level in him. Even over the 20 years or so of knowing you, and just like you described with my children, such a special part of my life and mentor. And I just know over 20 years ago, you were try to encourage me, hey, you got a word for me. Go ahead, Kiva. You got a word for the Lord for me. And I looked at you and was like, no, I don't. I don't have a word. I said, no. But ever since that day, you still encourage and pull the God out of me so that I can soar and go to the next level in him. And that's what God is doing with all of us through these meetings and these calls that are going to, at some point, we're going to be meeting in person. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know what conferences God has up your sleeve, but I know this is all just the beginning that, you know, God wants to do so much through you and through your family, through the family, because you guys unite so powerfully. And it's such a sight to behold because we need more families that are displayed like you guys are, how you just uplift each other and work so well in the ministry so that we can know how we're to uphold the Lord and give him the glory. It's just been amazing, amazing. So as we soak in the presence of the Lord on each of these broadcasts and everything God goes through you, we have to jump in the river and keep soaking in the wisdom, how you teach us about praying and discipling and teaching and healing. And one of my favorites is Talking in Tongues Tuesday. You know, it's just on every level we're learning and we just keep growing. And we could just go back to the archives and listen so many times. And I send the broadcast to friends and family because it's such a need. And so we just keep soaring. And so we won't be stagnant in the Lord. There's so many things that God continues to want to do through us, and how we can do it is that we can learn through you. So I just wanted to share that in reference to being united and mirroring what we see in Getem Radio and how the presence of God is just flowing through you and the family. And, hey, that's you guys are my family, so I just thank God for you. So we just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, and we just want you to come in and continue to flow through Getem Radio and take us higher and higher. And we just thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Our hearts is longing just to hear from you. Our souls are waiting to know someone who. So Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Come and fill this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there may be some who may want to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I'll just give you some more time to minister salvation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. If you want to make a confession of your faith and start your journey with God tonight and mirror what is being mirrored here on these broadcasts, all you have to do is just repeat this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And so remember, it's not the words of the prayer that save you. It's just the repentance and the faith in your heart that will lay hold of salvation. So if you prayed this prayer for the first time today, congratulations. You are in the family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiva. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And I'll continue on with this, and then I'll go back to what you spoke today. Yes. If you prayed that prayer, it was simple. It was short. It was powerful. It was eternal. Hallelujah. And you are now a child of God. And so we want to welcome you as a child of God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you. You are saved. You are redeemed. You are born again. Hallelujah. When you leave this body, you are going to be absent from your body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So welcome. Amen. And we want to pray over you. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even think right, and then power to pray in their very own prayer language. Let your rivers of living water just flow through them, even right now. Hallelujah. Let their prayer language be released in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we thank you for power every time they sit and read the Bible, that you're right there with them, hallelujah, and that they will have a good understanding of the Word of God by your Spirit. We give you praise and glory for that, even now, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And now, before we go any further, we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Minister Kiba said it so well, hallelujah, that here at the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we learn, we grow together, we are a family together, hallelujah. And the way you can connect with us is over the phone. Our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And these are the broadcasts. And, you know, the Lord put this family of broadcasts together so that we could learn and grow together. Some are just saved, just newly saved, and then some of us have been in the Lord for decades. Hallelujah. And so we can still learn and we can still grow together. Hallelujah. So every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. This Sunday is the first Sunday in December. Hallelujah. We'll be in December. And on the first Sunday of the month, we have communion. So bring your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your water, your juice. Bring your communion elements, and we'll have a wonderful communion together with people from all over the country. Hallelujah. And then after that, we have tag team preaching on this Sunday. Tag team preaching, you bring a scripture, you bring a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. The whole thing is that you get to bless the Lord for 5 minutes. You have an open door. Hallelujah. You can do a scripture shower. Do scripture showers for 5 minutes. You can read from your devotional. Any devotional that bless the Lord, you can read that from that for 5 minutes. You can give your testimony of the goodness of God for 5 minutes. You have an open door. Hallelujah. So come on and meet us on Sunday and walk through that open door. Amen. On Mondays, we have Bible teaching. Our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. And it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasure. Hallelujah. His treasures. Amen. And that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our praying time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And let me tell you what, with our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, we have interpretations. And we have seen God has told us things during that prayer time that have been showing up in the headlines. Hallelujah. The latest thing he told us was that the hostages were going to be released long before anybody knew about a deal. Hallelujah. He was talking about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So meet us on Tuesdays. We have four people who volunteered to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, we have two different broadcasts during the month. The second Wednesday of the month, we have Prophetic Healing with co-host Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And so God reveals ailments that are going to be healed. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. The last one that we had in November, there were eight healings that took place. Yes, over the phone, bona fide healings. Glory to God. And then the next one is going to be Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the newest addition to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is the Anointed Pandemic Babies, where these babies made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. God is pouring out his spirit upon these babies, and we are talking to their parents. We're praying for their parents. We're praying for these babies. God has something for them to do. Hallelujah. And so that's on, the next one will be Wednesday, December the 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And then this was our grand finale, hallelujah, of our 11th anniversary with Minister Kiva Otunuya tonight. We've had a wonderful time. We're going to go back and speak with her in just a moment. So if anybody wants to say anything, make sure you press your number one key, and we're going to open up the line. And so by next Thursday, we are into the month of December. We're going to jump back into boot camp month. Hallelujah. And our boot camp month will be Prophecy Boot Camp with Reverend Bill and Kim Osborne. If you were with us earlier this year, you know that this couple, hallelujah, they hear from the Lord. They were prophesying to people and giving on point, hallelujah, prophecies from the Lord. And so now this month, we're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from both of them and hear some of the background of how the Lord, when the Lord called them into this prophetic ministry and how the Lord works in the background. It's one thing to get a word, but behind the scenes, God has shown them some things, and they're going to share that with us. Hallelujah. So join us for our Prophecy Boot Camp. And then if you've been with us for years, you know that in January, that is our Prophecy Month. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear prophetic words. In the month of January, we're going to hear prophetic words for 2024. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just excited about all that God is doing. Amen. Amen. So now let's go back to Minister Kiva. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for that word tonight. Just really blessed me, and it really connected some dots from years. You know how, like, you do things, you just, you know, for me, I just do what God tells me to do, the way he tells me to do it, and, you know, I just go on. Hallelujah. And what the Lord brought to me, when you were speaking about that we need families displayed together and how, you know, my family is a part of this ministry as well. Honestly, you know, we're doing this, but it just came to me many years ago. I'm talking about 30 years ago that the Lord said he's not just calling the husband into ministry or even the wife into ministry, but he's calling families into ministry. And, you know, for him to even give this name, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast, you know, he was talking family, but it wasn't until tonight when you began to speak that my eyes opened up, and it's like, whoa, we're doing what you said 30 years ago. And so I'm just blessed all over, and thank you. I appreciate the songs that you sang today. Just beautiful. I had my mute on. I was singing with you, girl. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you so much. Connected dots. I love when dots are connected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And,
I'm honored.
And thank you. Amen. And thank you for praying that the prayer of salvation. Love the way that the Lord used you with that. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Price is presser number one key, but we're going to open the line for I think this is a good time for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom, and then we'll open the line. And, of course, Pastor Mom may be asleep. She was up all day today, and so she may be resting right now. But we're going to open the line for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Hopefully this is a good time. Pastor Catherine?
Yes, Pastor Mom is a little awake here.
Oh, wow.
She's about to go back to sleep. We just finished here preparing her for sleep.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
You want to say something, Mom?
Was it good? Did you hear? Yeah, you heard us singing. And the word, it was good. Amen, Pastor Mom.
Hey, Pastor Mom. Love you. Love you so much.
Amen. And we want you to pray for her, Minister Kiva. And
Father,
I'll tell you something that's been going on.
Okay.
Let me just say what's been going on. There's been some coughing recently. So praying for that, and then praying for her to be able to communicate well. She really wants to, and she's trying to. Amen. So her communication skills and, of course, long-term, short-term memory. Amen.
Okay. Father, we just thank you, Father, for total healing for Pastor Mom, and that we know that, Father, you are working in her communication. In the name of Jesus, she will be able to speak and not be anxious about it, Lord. She'll be able to communicate. We thank you, Father, that that breakthrough is here in Jesus' name. We just stand on the word and we come against the coughing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for health and wholeness in her, through her, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. We stand on your word. You said you died for every sickness and disease, and we stand on that word. And you said we have not because we ask not, so we ask, Father, for total healing for her, and we just know that you're going to do it, and it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kiva. Pastor Catherine, did you want to say anything?
Of course. I want to say something.
Okay.
Well, praise God. And before I forget, because I didn't have a chance to write anything down here, but I was kind of busy with Mom, Minister Treva, tonight. So sometimes if I don't get my pen to help me remember some things, I can't remember. But anyway, I'm going to do whatever God brings to my heart that I enjoy tonight. But first of all, I want to tell Apostle once again, happy 11th anniversary to you. And I want to just say that I have really enjoyed all the ladies this month and just the total service this month. And I want to say to Minister Rachel and her family, I really enjoyed the songs tonight. I believe that the anointing of the Holy Spirit was just upon the songs more, even more tonight. And so I want to let them know I enjoyed that. And Minister Keeler, I kept hearing them say you could sing, but I had never heard you sing. You have such a beautiful voice. Praise God.
Oh,
I knew you could dance. I knew you could dance. Well, praise God. For such a beautiful voice and such a sweet spirit. You just got just such a sweet spirit about you. And I just enjoyed the tone message tonight. And I just love how you talked about the family. And as you were talking about the families, I was just kind of going back, connecting all the things that have gone down through the years, how apostles have brought the family along, and she always made sure that many of the family members, I think most of the family members that we're mostly around, I think most of them have had something to do on the program. And so that is so true. You talked about our family, and I just want to interject this. You know, our family, they all have something going on mostly all week long. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
yes.
And Friday. And we try to hang in there with everybody. We all mm-hmm. of the siblings, they always, if sometimes they don't say anything, but they're listening. And so I just want to say thank you once again also, as Apostle said, for enlightening us on what she has done with the family. And then how you talked about the United Airlines and how you compared it to Apostle. I thought that was so good. That was so good. And so I just want to say thank you so much. And may God bless you. May he just continue to use you for his glory. And I know even in your quiet time, there are many things that God has already put on your heart to do. And I just pray that God would prosper everything that he has planned for you. So God bless you, and thank you so much once again for the word here.
Oh,
and
God
for
bless
the,
you.
And for those songs. Beautiful songs, beautiful. So God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. You said some things that I wanted to say. Thank you for saying them. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, and then we'll get to you, Pastor Price. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi, this is Jim. I wanted to sing a song.
Oh, you want to sing? It's singing night. Okay. You know, we'd love to hear you sing. You ready?
Wait. Almost ready. Okay, it's right here. You want to be joy to the world? Okay, there it is. Right here. Right here. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and shining eyes of light. Oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. For the King of Angels, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, sing choirs of angels, sing exhortations,
glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. All hail, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, O Jesus. Be thy name adored, Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Gabrielle. Hallelujah. So be ready to sing on Sunday, too, okay?
All right.
Sorry, I messed up a bit. I kind of forgot how the melody went for a bit.
Yeah, some of those words are kind of tough to get in there, but you got it pretty good. You got it. You kept it going. Very good. All right. Anything else, you guys?
Well, I just want to say I love you. I just let her sing that song. And God bless her to do a beautiful job.
Yes, beautiful. Amen. She's an artist and a singer. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Anything else?
She's going to send you a picture of her blue dove that she made.
Oh, okay, good. I'm looking for it. All right. Okay, God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Amen. Pastor Price, opening up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price. Are you on mute, Pastor Price? Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. I took you off. That's the price. That's the price. Is your phone on mute?
Apostle?
That's the price. Yes, yes.
I was laughing because I said you had muted me, and I said it went as soon as you said I'm gonna open your line, it went muted, and I started laughing. I said, well, I can't tell if she muted me.
Right, right. Now I looked. I was like, "Your line was already open." So,
right, right.
Amen. Welcome, Pastor Fry.
Thank you so much, Apostle. I appreciate that, Apostle. I thank God for you, and I want to thank God for tonight for another wonderful message that came forth through Evangelist Kiva. What a great word tonight! What a blessed word! It was just a sweet word in the Lord, but an anointed word, but it was a good word. Every one of the ones who have ministered, every single one of the ones that have ministered, it shows you the kind of thing that God does when he brings us good friends into our lives. I love that God will give us good anointed friends from him. And I thank God for that. And I give glory to God. I want to thank God for that tremendous message tonight that God gave to Minister Kiva. And how he's teaching us through the ministry of Get 'Em Radio to soar, to worship, and to be ones of prayer and business, and to even exemplify the extraordinary love of God. And then when Minister Kiva said, God is so pleased about what's going on. And I believe that with all my heart, that he is so pleased about what's going on at Get 'Em Radio. And we're blessed for such a time as this, because I really believe that this, when I think about, I go back 500 years with Martin Luther. I'm not saying Martin Luther King, even though Martin Luther King has a great, mighty legacy that he has left for the whole world. There is also that legacy of Martin Luther. In fact, if you'll go back and study, I didn't know this till I was well grown. I was probably in my 50s when I found out that Martin Luther King was not, he wasn't born Martin Luther King. His dad went over and learned about, his dad went over and learned about Martin Luther, that one, that minister from 500 years ago, learned about him, came back, his dad changed his name, changed his own name, and then changed Martin Luther King's name. His name wasn't Martin Luther, but he changed his name, and his name became Martin Luther King. But he was named after the Martin Luther who had been there 500 in the 1500s. And what I love about when I study about him was that there was a body of work that God had Martin Luther to do. He had him to be able, they were beating themselves and hitting on themselves, trying to be acceptable to God. And he was the one that learned that the just shall live by faith. And that those things that they had them doing, it was not right. And so he had, as you know, the 95 theses. He went and took those 95 theses and nailed them to the door of the church. And then he began, his life was threatened. He just went through so much. However, he was able to translate the Bible so everybody could read it. That body of work that was done 500 years ago is still blessing each and every one of us now, because each one of us can lean on the just shall live by faith. So as I look at it and I hear when Minister Kiva was talking about the things that God is doing at Get 'Em Radio, there are things that are being now that are being set. If Jesus tarries to come, if he tarries to come, will be set for future generations. And I thank God that they will have an archive, which I pray will be even much more than 1,500, which is still a great, if you just get that 1,500, you got something right there. I look at J. Vernon McGee. How that we can go back and listen to J. Vernon McGee and so many of those like Kenneth Hagin who lived, and yet we can be able to be blessed through their ministries. And so where Get 'Em Radio is, there's just such a vast thing that God has done. And so when Minister Kiva was saying that God is so pleased, it just resonated in my spirit that God is just so pleased with what Get 'Em Radio has done. Even though I have the ministries that God has called me to, as Minister Kiva said, there are things that you have a ministry of excellence the Lord has given you, Apostle, and then there are things that you know how that you do that sometimes I get nervous trying to do, but I try with the best of God's help to be able to support in the ministry and do what I can do, and then not to do fupas or different things. So I appreciate it. So I thank God for that ministry, and I thank God for Minister Kiva saying that we're and it's not separate from our family. That it's and this is not a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. I don't come on things unless God tells me to do it. And I know Apostle's not gonna come unless God tells us to do it. And so when we came, I thought about Minister Kiva when I had been at City of Light ministering there through that time period of maybe a few years before Apostle came, because she was a member of another church there in the New Jersey area. And when God sent her over to City of Light, where you were and all the others, and they knew you all from work and from other places, but God sent her there because he wanted that anointing that was upon her life to come forth in that ministry. And also, I believe, for the divine connections that God brought right at that time. And somebody came, he came outside, I can remember it like it was yesterday. He said, y'all got it going on. I said, I looked at him, I said, what do you mean? He said, y'all got it going on. You live in California and she over here, and you coming over here to minister, and you coming to minister, and she's here. I said, no, it didn't work like that. I said, we didn't arrange this. God did that. And so I thank God for what he is doing. Even now where he has called us and to be united by his spirit, to be able to do what he calls us to do. There are things that, Apostle, that I didn't even know that you and Amber or even Joy were collaborating on. And then I would find out later on that you all were collaborating on things. We didn't come and say, well, now, look, girls, y'all got to do this or do that. God began to do all, like you said, Minister Kiva. He began to put us together, united and moving forward in the things of God, because I believe that there are eternal things that are being perpetrated, are being set forth that God is doing. Another thing that I like, Minister Kiva, that you said was that this is a training ground for so many. And I believe that. I've learned a lot, and I know so many of us have learned so many things, and that we've had major training here. You said that God wants us to mirror what Apostle is doing in such excellence, and that's what we do. Even though the Lord used me many years ago to be able to plant the word, to water the word in Apostle's life so he could give the increase in her life. But I often look at it how Elijah and Elijah did. How when Elijah, the first Elijah, when he got with the second Elijah, after the first Elijah went to be with the Lord, the second Elijah did twice as much as that first Elijah did. And even though God used me as to, because the word says he that planteth is nothing, neither he that watereth, but it's God who gives the increase. So God would send me everywhere that my sister was, everywhere. To all different kinds of places where she was staying, and whether it was down in the Texas area, whether it was in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area, then up to Denver, and then to come across to New Jersey, because he was doing something. He was setting something in place that would not only be able to be a great blessing to others, but to myself also, to myself. And I look now that I think about, I'll say this, I think about my children. I consider Apostle as one of my spiritual daughters in the Lord. But I also think about my girls, my daughter. I think about my own natural daughters. I learned so much from them. Lord, have mercy. I sort of look at some things that they do that I marvel at. I literally marvel at some of the things they do. From some things of doing for other people and giftings and knowing just the right thing to do. So I sit back and I look and I learn from them. I actually learn, even down to watching Jeopardy. I'm one that if something comes across my spirit or come, you know, if I read it, then I would say, okay, I was introduced to this. So then because I had seen it somewhere, then I would know the answer. And if it was something that I felt like I didn't know or had been ever introduced, I would just say, I don't know that. I don't know. But not my girls. They use deductive reasoning. They would say, now, if this is not this, then this is this. And if this is not that, and I'm telling you invariably, they will always be right. I said, I love to watch Jeopardy with them. I love to see the deductive reasonings when they're looking at different things. So God will use our children as well as our spiritual children. So now I'm one that is following the lead of my sister of Apostle. So when I hear you say it's a training ground, I thank God that we as mothers in the Lord, I'm learning not only from Apostle but from my other spiritual children too. But I thank God for Apostle because of what God, I just counted the honor and privilege that God used me in her life. But then now I get to benefit from what God has done and how God uses her. So I thank God for you using that word that we have had major training, and he wants us to mirror what she does and what this ministry does in excellence. And then when you began to compare about God in the midst to United Airlines, you know, that really was just a great blessing. And what the name United meant, hallelujah, you know, that resonated, I think, with all of us about the name United and how it was successful. Purpose, connecting people weekly. They would be connecting people, but now we get them. You put that as purpose, connecting people weekly in excellence. And how that United wanted to show that their employees were part owners. That when we call in to get them, we're discipled. We're still discipled. That's what God has called us. This is a discipleship ministry.
And each one of us are growing and learning. And we're able to share God with our families and friends, you said. And then the logo and how what it really means about how Get'em has merged many ministries together to encourage each other for us to go to the next level. So, Minister Keeb, I thank God for that word. I thank God it ministered. It resonated very greatly in my spirit and in my heart. And I think it was a very timely message for this last week as we celebrate this ministry of Get'em Radio, this 11th anniversary. So I thank God for you tonight, Minister Keeba. I thank God for you, Apostle. Again, I said congratulations. Happy 11th anniversary. And as Joe would say,
hallelujah,
if he were here, he would say, and may you have many, many more. Glory to God. He'd always say that. Many, many more. So love you, sis. Love you, Minister Keeb, and all the precious saints in your respective places. God bless. All right. God bless. And I'll go back on mute now. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I don't know if the number one key is working. I'm checking my text right now. So if you have anything else that you'd like to say, you can text me or press your number one key. Hallelujah. Now, I did get a text from Gabrielle, and she's into making she's an artist, and she's been she made a clay dog and a clay I'm trying to think here. The latest one was a dove, and then she also made a clay seal. That's what he is. He's a seal. And so she asked me to share that with you guys. So I'll be texting it to you and let you see. It's beautiful. And all of them look happy. How can you make a dog and a seal look happy? By the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. All of them. The dove looks like it's soaring and happy, Mr. Whistleton. So I'm going to put that together and send you that. And any comments that you send, I'll make sure that she gets them. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, this has been a wonderful night. It has been an enlightening night. Hallelujah. I really appreciate, the enlightenment from the Lord. And as I said, the dots that have connected, 30 years of dots have been connected in this one night. Amen. And, just to see how God has united us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. So, Minister Keeba, I want to pray for you, and then we'll let you have closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Minister Keeba. We thank you, Lord God, that you just move in her, that she's so open to have you move in her any way you want to move in her. Hallelujah. Without any form, any fashion, or any show, but just to move by your Spirit and to do it the way you want it to be done. We thank you so much for that, Lord God. We thank you that her spirit remains just clean and pure, and her whole being just remains open and pliable to be used for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your favor upon her. She has favor with you. We thank you, Lord, that she has favor with men as well. and women. And wherever she goes, she has favor. When people see her name on a computer screen or a piece of paper, she has favor. When she walks into a place, she has favor, your favor. And we thank you, Lord God, that you just use her and the favor that you place within her, that you use it for your glory, your honor, and your praise. And we bless you, Lord God. Now, we ask you to even strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Whatever she needs to do and get done, that she can be able to do that by your Spirit, expeditiously and with excellence. And we give you praise and glory for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 Minister Kiva, hallelujah. So any closing remarks?
Well, this has been a powerful, powerful night. I just, again, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm really honored. And thank you so much for the prayer of just everything that I needed and the encouragement from everyone, Pastor Price and Pastor Catherine. Just thank you all, my family.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We just bless God for these 11 years. All right, then. So may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us and keep us. And may we have sweet sleep tonight. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and keep us tonight. And that we wake up tomorrow refreshed in Jesus' name. And be ready to run on. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen.
Amen. And I'm hearing something. I don't know what this is that I'm hearing. But, Lord God, we lift up Minister Kiva's respiratory system. We thank you, Lord God, for healing her respiratory system. Anything that's going on that will try to do anything different than different than what you want, Lord God. We rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that Minister Kiva's, her body functions in the perfection that you created it to function. Every cell, organ, and tissue, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I'm moving slowly to see if the Lord wants to say anything else. But in the meantime, hallelujah, we're going to close. And I want to close out with this song, that our God is a good, good Father. Hallelujah. He's a good, good Father to all of us. Amen. God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the night.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father, it's who you are.